Hello, this is Paige Hattie with CBM Connect, and I am here today with Ron Kittle. Ron has over 20 years of experience in the maintenance and reliability fields, primarily focusing on condition monitoring products related to vibration analysis across many industries. Ron has extensive experience in wireless and online condition monitoring systems, and his most recent work includes some in the wind industry, steel and mining industries. And his career actually started in the U.S. Army, where he spent time as a combat vehicle mechanic. Ron is managing director for SPM Instrument Inc. USA currently, which is a global leader in condition monitoring that exclusively develops and markets all of the advanced technologies to measure, analyze, and present condition data from complex machinery. Hi, Ron. How are you doing today?
Hi, Paige. I'm doing well. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Good. All right. So we're going to dive right in. So in the last 5 years or so, SPM has been on the cutting edge of development in the vibration world. What would you say has changed that has transformed SPM from just another vendor to one that is actually pushing the developmental envelope with your HD technologies?
Well, let's take a step back a little bit when we're talking about technology in the vibration industry. Since 1970, we've specialized in nothing but bearing condition monitoring. It's all that we've done, and it makes us very unique. Vibration analysis generally, it's very conservative. It takes a long time in between major innovations in the industry. The last significant patent was about 20 years ago. So SPM has developed this high-definition condition monitoring technology called HD enveloping. And it's a modern, it's a new way of assessing bearing and gear conditions. Most know historically gear and bearing damage, you could only really detect it in very late stages because the technology just wasn't there to do anything earlier. And it was in about June of 2015 when we introduced our HD enveloping. And the nice thing about HD enveloping is it doesn't take a proprietary transducer. We're doing this technology with a standard off-the-shelf 100 millivolt per G vibration transducer. And what you end up with is never seen before a new approach. It allows us to understand and detect bearing and gear damage in really early stages. And it's a combination of low noise hardware and some patented algorithms. There's a lot of digital signal processing. But what it does, it allows us to extract quality, bearing, and gear information, even in noisy or complex environments. And we're doing it with exceptional clarity.
So then what's different or unique about HD technologies?
Paige, there's actually several patented algorithms that make up the HD technologies. The first area is our digital filters. It's where we removed all of the noisy analog components out of the hardware, and then we applied what we call HD order tracking, where we're really looking at the speed of the machine in real time, as well as the sampling rate, and we're making adjustments live. And it prevents skewing of the data, and it gets us really clear, crisp measuring results. And then we have a symptom enhancer. It's an algorithm that looks for things that are repetitive, such as bearing and gear information. And then we have our scalar value called real peak, and that's a representation of severity of any damage that we're seeing in the data. And the most important thing, or I think our greatest strength with the HD technologies, is the ability to measure low RPM, well below 10 RPM. And of course, we can measure the high speed applications as well.
Okay, great. So then how will HD technologies benefit your customers?
I think that the biggest benefit for our customers is increased pre-warning time. When analysts were seeing bearing information show up in the spectrum, it usually meant you were close to stage four of a bearing failure. And with HD technologies, we're able to move that detection all the way down to stage one and two very early in the process, where you start to see bearing damage or gear damage. And the data is really so clear that it actually lets you see the bearing and gear condition, especially when it's looked at with an orbital plot and a time signal, even on the complex machines. And for the customer, especially if they have low RPM machines, a lot of them weren't even monitoring that equipment because they didn't have the technology to do so. So our customers are getting control over assets that previously may not have they may not have known the condition of. And then once they had this data, again, that's very simplified with symptom-based faults, we can tell them whether there's gear, bearing, or other damage, and they can actually set alarms against the symptom faults. So they're going to get better alarming and better control of their equipment.
Great. I mean, those are some awesome benefits. So then what are some of the applications and industries out there that stand to benefit the most from your HD technologies?
Our HD technologies can be applied to most any application, but the ones that stand out to benefit the most are probably the challenging applications, machines that require synchronous measurements on all the measurement points at the same time, processes that are critical, for example, something that has a short cycle time and we have to measure fast. As I mentioned, there's also the low speed and then very complex machines such as a multi-stage gearbox or a planetary gearbox. And then with the HD order tracking, we're able to handle up to a 50% fluctuation in the RPM, so it's suited well for machines that are very dynamic in operation. Some of the applications that we have the most experience with, rolling mills, paper mills, as I said, several types of gearboxes. We're starting a project with overhead crane systems. The paper industry has been popular for us, you know, with agitators, digesters, and then also in aggregate doing some crusher applications and some screen applications. We've have the HD technology deployed in some wind turbines, onshore, offshore, some draw works, mud pumps. And of course, there's basic fans, compressors, and regular equipment as well that really benefit many industries, such as, again, paper, automotive. We do a lot of wood product, facility maintenance, air handling units, mixers in the rubber industry. So it's quite robust.
Okay, so then although there are still plenty of applications best suited to a walk-around program, wireless sensors, cloud data storage are all becoming increasingly feasible, both cost-wise and technology-wise. How is SPM responding to this trend?
Our management team meets frequently, and when we do, we discuss what's going on in the industry, the trends, but mostly what our customer needs are. And then we find gaps and then try to develop technology that it fills those gaps in the industry. Some examples, you know, going back again to June 2015, we came out with the HD enveloping because there was little to no capability of measuring low RPM machines. And now we've filled that gap for our customers. We've developed a 16-channel online condition monitoring system that measures all 16 channels in parallel, giving the customer a lot of flexibility, very fast data acquisition for those challenging applications. Our customers indicated that they wanted to take both vibration and shock pulse with one transducer, and out of that we've developed our Duotech transducer. And then there's some more things coming from us. Implemented temperature into our standard vibration transducers. It could be retrofitted with any other 100 millivolt per G transducer and get temperature back even on the two-wire installation. That's the newest. It's tough to get into markets that some people consider to be high entry cost. So we've came out with some pretty attractive package pricing for our Leonova series handheld vibration analyzers, and that's been real popular for our customers as well. I think probably 80% of our product line is intrinsically safe rated, and we've recently released our latest ConMaster Ruby version 2019, and in there we've improved our plant performer, which gives you a really great view of asset and performance management. And we've optimized a lot of our reporting features and really enhanced the software to better serve the industry 4.0. approach and things like REST API so that we can hand data directly to a customer in a format that may be proprietary to them, as well as OPC, universal access. So we're making it really easy to communicate with our software for our customers. And the one thing I might note is during these advancements in technology and software is we're very cautious not to make anything obsolete. So our first analyzer, for example, was the T2001. It was introduced in 1990. That unit still communicates and works perfectly fine with our latest 2019 software. Everything's backward compatible and fully forward compatible.
Then I want to switch gears a little bit, Ron, and talk about Industry 4.0 and smart factories. So both are really big buzzwords right now. And so what do those mean to the world of increasing asset performance, and what impact do you see on the vibration analyst?
We've looked at that significantly in our management meetings, and we've even developed products around Industry 4.0 already. The InSen online monitoring system is Industry 4.0 ready, so to speak. But what I see in the industry is significant increases on asset performance, quality, and especially reliability. All these machines being connected for a more pragmatic approach, we're going to get more information, we're going to be able to make better decisions, and another big thing is being able to see better coordination between production and maintenance. Our goal in this whole Industry 4.0 approach as an equipment vendor is that we provide high quality data, whether the data is optimized with our HD technology algorithms or we're just handing raw data to a higher level system. And I don't know that we're going to ever get rid of a vibration analyst. It's surely not going to be replaced with Industry 4.0. There's always going to be a need for the vibration analysts. They're uniquely skilled, and these machines are always going to need a human touch, you know, somebody to look at the machine, smell the machine, feel what's going on, and then that analyst can do, even a more advanced techniques. It's many years from being automated, and of course, not every piece of equipment in the plant is going to be connected, at least not initially. So there's always going to be a need for an analyst to do typical route-based vibration analysis. And somebody's going to have to maintain the system. Whether it's automated or not, you're still going to need somebody to configure and commission these online systems and maintain them.
So what other impactful developments do you see coming in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. I see some of the biggest gains are probably going to be in sensor technology. I know MEMS are getting better. We're getting higher FMAXs out of the MEMS. Wireless, it's sensors, they're taking off, and I expect those to get even more cost efficient. Then there's always things like energy harvesting that everybody wants to make sensors smaller. There's going to be quite a few innovations coming. And while I'm talking about wireless, I expect to see some changes in the protocol. Right now, there's current limitations. For example, you have a wireless signal. It's a single line of communication between the sensor and the gateway. And right now, we can't sync those individual lines of communication together. There's a lag time in the technology. So I'd like to see a change in the protocol where you can sync sensors so that they're measuring at exactly the same time without any lag, and that would give you the capability to do order tracking off of a wireless sensor, and I don't think anybody's quite there yet. And that's going to allow people to measure machines that are more dynamic in operation to be able to keep up with changes on the fly. And right now, I think that's just nearly impossible to do with a wireless sensor. So I'd expect to see quite a bit of changes there, hopefully, in the near future.
So then it's been a little bit less than a year since you assumed the role of managing director for SPM's U.S. operations. What are you doing differently in your direction of the company here in the U.S.?
We've had quite a few changes already. I came on board officially last August, just about a year ago, and we've worked very hard. We set some high goals. But my main focus coming into the role is growth and focusing on our customers, providing them solutions and not just products. I've looked at the way we go to market a little bit differently than we have in the past. I'm taking a more or less an organic, inorganic approach, meaning organic, I'm hiring more direct employees within our own company. Inorganically, we've recently brought on 4 manufacturers reps, which we call our SPM solution partners. They allow us to get out in front of the customer more, provide those solutions, and get out in front of people's faces, and that's where we like to be. Advertising has taken a different approach. Previously, we were doing all print media. Now we've backed off on that, and we're doing mostly digital. And with that, it gets us better analytics. We brought a third-party company in to help us do that, and they've done really well for us. We're learning a lot more about our customers and how they expect the market to react with them. They've done a customer focus. It was a blind survey where they asked our customers what they liked, you know, what don't they like, but mostly how they perceive SPM as a company. And we really got some excellent feedback. The most unanimous thing that we heard from our customers is that they liked our support. You know, when they called, they got answers. We didn't ask for any type of maintenance fee. We didn't ask how long they've had our product. We would just simply answer questions and solve their problems. Through CBM Connect, we've been working very hard on our brand image. We don't want to be just another equipment provider or vendor. We want to be seen in the industry as experts, because we are. We have a lot of talent, so you'll be seeing some more case studies and other knowledge content up on CBM Connect as well. We like to give back to the vibration community with everything we've learned, our experiences, our case studies. Again, my focus is on our quality and our support. That's a priority for our team here.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of just exciting things to come, and we're happy to have you and SPM involved in CBM Connect, and hopefully you and I can connect and sit down again and continue this conversation to maybe catch up in a few months and see what else is new and going on.
Ah, that'd be great. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Okay. Thanks, Paige.